Hey, so I just wanted to talk for a minute about a type of porn that I would be super into that I don't see. I don't know if you find examples of it. Please let me know. But I've never seen anything like this, like reverse cuckolding, like instead of, oh, he's so much better than you. Like, the opposite, like, I don't know, like, a girl going and, like, sitting in some random guy's lap at the bar and grinding her ass on him or dancing with him or something, and she knows that he wants to fuck her, and then she goes and fucks her boyfriend and tells him how much better he is and how much she'd rather have him than random assholes or, like, I don't know, like, fucking other guys and then, like, in a BDSM context with, like, a female submissive and, like, the dominant tells her that, like, okay, so my friends are all gonna come and fuck you and come in you and use your holes, but you can't come till I fuck you. I don't know. Stuff like that would be fun, but you only ever see, like, oh, he's so much better than you, this other guy that I'm fucking. It's like, I don't know. I want the opposite of that. I want, eh, I fucked that other guy. Like, I don't know. Because he bought me dinner. He wasn't really very good. Your cock fits inside me better. And you always make me come so hard. Or, like, in the context of, like, some kind of fantasy world where you're fucking someone for political or monetary or something reasons, but they're not the person that you enjoy fucking. I don't know. Just something about that is super hot to me, and I don't know. You only ever see, like, your cock is too small and you can't please me, and this guy is bigger and stronger than you and stuff like that. And I think I've talked before about how, like, cock shape is important. Some guys just fit inside you, like, perfectly. And width is a little bit important. But I've never, like, been with a guy and he got his pants down and he was, like, too small for me to fuck or anything. Definitely had guys fuck me where they were big and it was uncomfortable, but honestly that was because, like, I don't know, like, when I was first learning about sex, I didn't realize how bad, like, one of the first people that I dated was at, like, foreplay, like, because I didn't know, like, I didn't, like, I knew something wasn't quite right, but I didn't know, like, this is what I want to tell you, you need to do differently, kind of a thing. But just the idea of, like, I don't know, like, scamming your girlfriend, like, scamming somebody with your girlfriend, Like, pimping her out, maybe. Forcing her to have sex with a bunch of different guys. Even though, like, she doesn't enjoy it as much as being with you, or, like, I don't know, something about being, especially, like, being edged by another guy for a long time, not allowed to come. For some reason, that's super hot. Just, like, I did see this one, like, gangbang porn last year, I think, where, like, there were all these guys coming in to a room. It was, like, really shitty acting, but, and, like, it was one of those ones where it kind of mattered that it was shitty acting. Like, it was, like, this girl's boyfriend or her husband or something was, like, he had her tied up, and he was, like, they were in some kind of, like, BDSM thing, and he was, like, holding her hand, and all these guys just kept coming in and fucking her face and fucking her pussy. And he was just sitting there holding her hand and telling her what a slut she was and how, like, I don't remember exactly, like, she lost a bet or something, so she had to fuck all these guys, but, like, or, like, how she wanted this, and it was her idea, and she couldn't back out now, and all this stuff, and then when she was, like, starting to get into it, he was telling her what a good girl she was. Being called a good girl is always hot. Like, being a bad girl is hot too sometimes, but, like, there is never a time when a guy could call me a good girl and I wouldn't kind of go, ooh, and just think it was hot. I got this new toy, and it's kind of difficult to play with, but I really like it, and I was curious about it because of the shape. It's like, you know those rabbit vibrators? It's sort of like that, but it's, big, like, a big split forked thing with two motors, and they, like, fall on either side of each other, so it makes, like, a V shape, and there's a motor in each part of the V shape, and, I got it because it was, like, there was this guy that was texting me all these dirty things, and, like, none of my vibrators were filling me up as much as I wanted them to, so I was, like, temporary insanity with my Amazon account, like, a month ago when I bought, like, two different vibrators. I don't know, every time I want to get something different, but sometimes, like, that one that I did the recording of a while back was perfect, but then, like, I had to clean it, and, like, I don't know, I'm lazy, so I just clean all my vibrators with Dr. Bronner's and, like, warm water, but that one didn't survive the warm water. So I kept it around because it feels really good fucking me, but it doesn't vibrate anymore. And I don't know. Buying another one the same type feels like cheating. But this one, it really does make me feel full. But it's kind of difficult to fuck myself with without everything popping out, you know, like, because when I get turned on, my pussy starts to, like, pulse and, like, squeeze, and sometimes it pushes toys out. Usually when I'm right about to come, so it's kind of annoying, but, this one isn't really very balanced well, so, it feels really good when I get the angle right, but, I can't go very fast. I have to fuck myself really slowly with it. And I can't, like, I'm recording with my phone right now, so I'm holding it like a couple inches away from my mouth because I'm trying not to be too noisy. Because if anybody is like listening to this with headphones, I don't want to. It is really hot knowing that people might be listening to me come, maybe coming with me, maybe stroking their cocks, rubbing their clits, listening to me. Fuck. I did miss that. It's just really intense. But no, I have this fantasy of, like, fucking other boys, but you still being my favorite boy, coming back to you and telling you how much better you are, how much hotter you are. You always fuck me perfectly. You always fill me up just right. Huh. You always make me come so much harder than those other boys do. Maybe they can't even make me come at all. So hard that it took me forever to realize that I love you. And it wasn't just that I was in love with your cock. I think my roommate is gonna wake up. I'm gonna post this and then I'll do more things later, okay?